hospital bed, did you ever see, you know, when it had a wound or something like that, and it didn't heal clean, it had a kind of white flesh that would grow up in there?
I saw one with just across his back. He had to lay on his stomach, son. He had a scab on his back that was 3 inches thick. I'm talking about clear and two scab. It ran from just about his shoulder, just below his shoulder blades, clear down to his belt. And I lived out in the room. And they had a wet solution dripping on it all the time. They'd come and put a damp cloth over him and drip that stuff down on him to keep it from drawing, keep it from getting hard. And then there was another one at it. He then shot through the heel. Came out just above his toe. They won't take his leg off, he wouldn't let him. And I imagine they'd have to take that leg off anyway. Later, every day it would swell up. He'd sit around all day with it up like that. And come and dress it. And put it down, it looked pretty good. And leave it down for a few hours and the thing swell up again. And they'd pop him back up again. Stuck him out along there, came out just on the bottom of the below his big toe. I imagine a couple of them. The machine got hardly ever one that you probably one or two of them.
It's swollen
a bit, man. Yeah, I don't know how he ever came out. He couldn't read, he couldn't write. He was from Alabama. And I talked to him. He said, I want you to write my mother for me. And I sat down and wrote a letter for him. And he had all his overseas pay coming. And he said, my folks need the money and I want to send the money to them. And this is the YMCA man is getting it. Red Cross one, and he said, I gave him the address and whatnot, and he sent the money, and they haven't got it yet. And I read the letters from his mother again to him, and he said, I don't know what happened to that money. My mother didn't get it. He wanted me to see what I could do about it. I wrote his mother, and I told her that he had sent the money. By the Red Cross, or by the, I forgot it's been so long, by the Red Cross of the YMCA, to get in contact with the Red Cross and see if they could check it out. And I gave her his number, she, you know, his serial number, and I gave her a hospital ward number and all that, so she could take it up with somebody but to find out who was servicing that ward and who handled the money. He didn't know who'd seen it. He didn't know the man's name or the woman's name or whoever it was. And I'm sure he wasn't lying to me. He knew. I don't know if she ever got it or not, but I knew before I found out.
You know whereabouts in Alabama he was from?
No. He was a good born boy. And, well, he that's the one that had the foot all shot. I don't know what part he was from.
We talked a little bit a while ago about your mother and father. You remember about how much education they had?
Daddy was born during the Civil War, and they didn't have any schools. He managed to go to school 6 months. Mother went to grade school.
Was she just a housewife?
What?
Was she a housewife or did she work?
Well, she was a housewife. She could play up the island, she could play an organ. My daddy was a lawyer and justice of the peace in the Carolina, the first justice of peace in all Carolina. And he had a son named Jeff Davis. I think he was related to Jeff Davis. The reason he came down there was because he wanted to get away from up there in Georgia. There were a lot of carpetbaggers around. He thought he'd get down here to Florida and be away from them. They wouldn't. I never heard her say much about the carpetbaggers, but she was born 20 years after the war, about, I'm not sure.
She was
10 years, she was 10 years younger than my daddy.
And she was the one that was related to Jeff Davis, was her last name Davis?
Yeah.